Greetings and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and I'm delighted to begin the shortest Masechet that we have in our Seder of Daf Yomi, Masechet Horayot. Let its brevity not fool you. It is a challenging Masechet, and I've written a brief introduction on the handout page, and I'll share some of it with you here in your Masechet Horayot, which ends Seder Nezikin, deals with what the rest of the Seder Nezikin deals with, which is the Beit Din, but it deals with a set of very, very unusual circumstances, and that is when the Beit Din, meaning the Beit Din HaGadol, issues an errant ruling, and the people follow that errant ruling, and the parameters of how many people, where they live, what kind of ruling, what the nature of the Avera is, are all dealt with in this Masechet, along with some particular halachot dealing with the Kohen Gadol, and secondarily with the Nasi, in other words, the Melech, that when they sin, the consequences for them are unique and set aside and distinct from that of the rest of the people. We will immediately begin the Masechet today with the first podcast, look at the first, near the first Amud and a half of Horayot, we'll go from there, and along the way add more general parametric definitions of the issue of Horayot, which literally means instructions. Horu Beit Din la'avor l'achad mikol mitzvot ha'mor patura. So if the Beit Din rules errantly, of course, to violate one of the mitzvot of the Torah, v'alach yachid v'asa shogeg al pihem, and an individual went and violated b'shogeg, based on their word, and we'll see what shogeg al pihem means, bein shasu v'asai mahen, whether the Beit Din themselves also behaved that way, and he did it at the same time, bein shasu v'asai acharehen, or whether they did it and he followed them, bein shalo asu v'asai, or even if they did not act based on this, they did not eat that meat, which they declared to be non-chelev and really was chelev, as an example, then patur, he is a patur from any liability, because he relied on the Beit Din, and therefore no liability for him. However, let's say one of the members of the Beit Din knew that they had made a mistake, or there was a student present, and he was somebody who could have been on the Beit Din, we'll see what that means, and again, he did it nonetheless, knowing that they were wrong, did it sort of using their leniency, their permission, as a cover. Bein sha'asu v'asai man, bein sha'asu v'asa achareihen, bein shelo asu v'asa. Again, any of those three circumstances, harei zeh chayav. He is still liable, even if they were also doing it. Mnei shelo tala b'veitin, because he did not rely on the Beit Din. He was relying on his own knowledge. He was aware it was wrong. Zeh haklal. Here is the rule. If you're acting based on your own reasoning, you're chayav, you're relying on the Beit Din, you are patur. Now, Amar Shmuel, Neolam ein Beit Din chayavin ad shemru lahem mutarin atem. Beit Din is not liable unless they say in response to the question, you are allowed, this thing is mutar. Divin Ahardei Amar, he added, ad shemru lahem mutarin atem la'asot. They have to say the word la'asot, meaning they have to say, you may do this, you may eat this, you may do this activity, and then they are Beit Din is chayav, and the individual is patur. Why does Rav Dibi Minardea add the word la'asot? My tamal fishalon nigmara hora'a. Without saying la'asot, the instruction is not complete. In other words, it's still a theoretical instruction. Marbaye afanan amitanina, so Abaye now brings a proof for Rav Dimi's addition to Shmuel, and that is about a Zaken Mamre in Sanhedrin. Chazar le'iro, let's say the Zaken Mamre disagreed with the rest of the Sanhedrin. He went back to his city, shinaveli made kederach shili made, and he continued to teach the way that he taught, theoretically, patur. But horala asot, if he told them to do the thing that he maintained was the right position, even though he was outvoted, then chayav, so it's la'asot makes him chayav. Rav Abba Fanan Tanina, we have support also from a Mishnah in the end of Yavamot. Famously, the last few chapters of Yavamot are dedicated to the tragic issue of a husband being away and getting lost. We don't know if he died, and then somebody comes and testifies that he died, one person, and the woman remarries, and then the husband shows up. So what happens? Harula Beitin Lahina Seif. The Beitin told her she could marry. Valchava Kilkala, and she went and instead slept with somebody. Chayevet Bekorban. And then the husband shows up. She's Chayevet Bekorban. Why? Shalohi Tirula Ella Lahina Seif. Because Beitin did not allow her, meaning did not declare her to be an unmarried woman, except for purposes of what they said. And what they said was, you may marry. Amaravina, we dealt with that at the end of Yifamot, why that distinction holds. Amaravina, Ravina brought a third proof for Avdimi Min HaHardeya's addition. And that is our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, if they were morel la'avor, meaning they told them, you may do this, to lo midi. And that's all we need, and we have three supports now for Avdimi Nahardeya's addition, and Shmuel's formulation is complete. However, Ika Da'amri, we have an opposite version of this. Shmuel said, now the full version. And according to this variation, Avdimi Nahardeya amar filu b'tarim atem, nigmar hora'a. Avdimi Nahardeya, in this version, says, no, you don't need to say all that. Even if you just said mutarim atem, that's enough. Now each one of the proofs that we had before now becomes a challenge and a refutation of Dimi that is not enough. Vayaf ahalo tanan hachi, zayrov shinar limed, kadar shlimed, patur, hora la asot chayav. Vayabma bahalo tanan hachi, rila beitin linaser, achal kukala chayavet bekorban, tirula elin linasei. And amravina bahalo tanan hachi. Now our Mishnah does not support Avdimi Nahardeya's broader formulation. Our Mishnah, and therefore Tulo Midi, and therefore we have conclusively proven it. So either way, we've proven that the formulation, get Beit Din, liable for this, and those who follow them exempt, is only if they say La Asot. Okay. Now, Halacha Yechid Vasa Shogeg Al Pihem. We said that this is sort of an odd formulation of PM. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say he acted based on their words? Why does it have to add the word in Shogeg? And again, we're going to have two opposite versions here of Rava's comment. Shogeg Lamali, version 1. Amar Rava, Shogeg Latuyehu Rubitin Shechelev Mutar. Why does it say Shogeg? To add in the following odd circumstance. Beitin says that this certain kind of fat is Mutar, and it's not Asur to eat. But he went to eat regular meat, and by accident he ate some of that chalev, meaning he intended to eat meat that Beit Din never addressed, that was absolutely kosher, no problem. Instead, by accident, b'shogeg, he ate chalev that under normal circumstances would be a classic chalev, except now it was the chalev that Beit Din had declared to be mutar in error. V'chalo, still patur. That's b'shogeg here. Alpihem means Alpihem Mamash. Alpihem means when he deliberately ate the chalev that they told him was mutar. So either way, he's patur. Now, v'ika da'amri, some people actually had Rava reading the opposite way. Am Rava, shogeg alpihem u'shaputu patur. Only if he's shogeg based on the ruling, your patur. Meaning, shogeg alpihem now becomes a single, tighter definition. The only way that you are patur is if you did what they told you to do, and that was the accident. Chalef o'chel v'shuman v'chalo. But if you intended to eat Shuman and instead ate Chalev that they had errantly permitted, but you did not intend to eat that Chalev, then you are Chayav like a classic Chatat. So now, Milton of Pshita Leila Rava, whatever it is, Rava was clear about the solution. We aren't clear about what Rava said. This clarity comes by Ram Bachama. Ram Bachama, who was a colleague of Rava, wasn't sure about this. Why? Debay Ram Bachama, he asked the question, Haru Beit Din Shechelev Mutar, if Beit Din instructed this kind of Chelev is Mutar. Vein Chalev Lo B'Shuman V'Chalob, and by accident, he intended to eat regular kosher meat, and ate this questionable stuff, Mahu, are you Chayav or Patur? Right? So, Amar Rava, Rava answered him, Toshma Halacha Yachid V'Asa Shogeg Al Pihem, he answered from our Mishnah, Shogeg Al Pihem Lamali. So we now have the first version of Rava. Lav la toye rubitin shechele mutar and chalef lo bechele b'shuman v'chalo patur. And so the answer Ram Bachama gives is not so clear because dimashog al piemu de patur chalef lo chele b'shuman v'chalo chayav. So in other words, in this first version, what happened is Rabbi Bar Chava asked the question, and Rava answered him based on our first version, which was that our Mishnah seems to be including both cases. And Rabbi Bar Chava said, no, maybe it means the opposite, which it's only Shogeg Al Pihem, your patur. Ikadamri, and of course, there's a variation. Rava answered Rabbi Bar Chava the other way. Toshva Alaycha Chidu Asa Shogeg Al Pihem, my love Shogeg Al Pihem, hu de patur, chalochel v'shuman v'chalo chayav, it's only Shogeg Al Pihem that you're patur, but not when you intended to eat something else. So the answer is no, Dilma O Shogeg Al Pihem. So now, the two versions that we had of what Rava said clearly now become the two possibilities engaged in the discussion between Rambam Bar Chama, when Rambam Bar Chama said, what's the halacha? And Rava either answered affirmatively, like version one, and Rambam Bar Chama said, maybe it's version two. Or Rava answered affirmatively based on version two, and Rambam Bar Chama said, no, maybe it's version one. And now we say, Beplugta, that this is really a machloket Tanaim. A machloket of earlier Amoraim. Exactly our case. Rav Amar Patur, Yochanan Amar Chayav. There we go. So the pluta really between the two versions of Rava are Rav versus Rabbi Yochanan. Meitave in the parsha of Chatat Kvua, it says Me'am Haaretz Ba'asota. If the instruction is hidden, meaning there's a mistake. When the person acts, prat l'mumar. What does that exclude? That excludes a mumar, meaning this has to be somebody who otherwise is trying to be religious and makes a mistake to be chayav and chatat. That he says you don't need that pasuk to exclude a mumar because we have a pasuk that says a person does something by mistake and then he finds out, and of course when he finds out he wants to do tshuva. Hashav midiato mevi korban al shingato. Only somebody who once he knows this is usher stops doing it, brings a korban. But a mumar says, "Oh, it's chaylev. Who cares?" Lo shav midiato mevi korban al shingato. And therefore, in this guy thought he was eating shuman. It turned out he was eating chaylev that Beit Din said was mutter. You tell him, "Hey, that's chaylev X." He'll say, "So what? It's mutter." He's not going to stop. So there's no reason to bring a chatat in this case, and it should follow version one of Rava that both are patur. And this stands, of course, as a challenge against Rabbi Yochanan in the report that we have, where he said, if you thought it was Shuman, it was really the chaylev, the Beit Din had been matir, you're chayav. This is not a guy who should be chayav, because once you tell him it's chaylev X, he's going to say, so what? It's mutter. So the answer is, Amar Papa, because Rabbi Yochanan came in the chimitiyada lehu leveidina hadribuhu. He says, it really is shav midiato, because Rabbi Yochanan holds that since the minute Beit Din finds out they made a mistake, they'll retract their ruling. Vunami hadarbe, and then he'll stop eating it. Shav midiato karenim bevechayav. That's called shav midiato, meaning there's another component of knowledge here, but once Beit Din realizes and retracts the ruling, and then he realizes what he's eating, he'll stop. So that's still a chatat. Okay. Now, Amar Rav, Rava said, Moda Rav, she'enu mashlim l'rov tzibu. Rav, who says you're patur, if you thought it was shuman and you ate this chaylev, Rava says, but Rav will agree that this guy doesn't count towards Rov Tzibur, because as we'll find out soon, the halachot are very different when a majority of the community acts based on the ruling, or a minority. Does this guy, who doesn't think he's eating the questionable thing, the Beit Din Matir, he thinks he's eating something that was always Mutar, but by mistake wasn't, he doesn't count towards that Rov. My taima, Amakra Bishkagat. Because the entire parsha rests on all everybody being under the same misimpression, meaning all the people that count being under the same misimpression, which is, I know what I'm eating, but Beit Din told me it was mutter. Not, I didn't even know what I was eating. Okay, now, Bein Shasu Vasai Mahan, so the Mishnah then says, whether Beit Din acted and this guy acted with them, and it said that those three things, or whether he acted after them, or whether they didn't do it, and he still ate it, meaning they didn't eat the chaylev, and he did. And then it says the same thing in the case where you're chayav, meaning somebody who's on the Beit Din who knows it's wrong, and whether he acts with them or after them or independently, he's chayav in all cases. What do I need all three possibilities in both cases? In the resh, I understand you're teaching increasing chiyuvim, increasing turim. Not only are you pater if you do it with them, it makes sense, Beit Din's eating, you sit down and have lunch with the Beit Din, then of course you're patur. But even if you did it after them, and even if you did it and they didn't do it, you're still patur. But I will say for the chayva, if you violate in the sefer where you're chayav, it should be taught in the opposite order, which is you're not only chayav if you do it alone, you're chayav even if you do it after them, and you're even chayav if you do it with them. The answer is zuvein tzarich lomar zuktani. This is a different order, which is increasing obviousness. This is chayav, and not only that, but this is obviously chayav, and this is super obviously chayav, and that is if you do it on your own. Okay, in the Mishnah we said viada achad me'an shetau o tamid ra'ui la hora'a. So he said, either a member of the Beit Din or a Talmud Ra'ui L'Hora'ah, so Tarte Lamali. Why did he mention the two? To say, Achad Mehem. Rabbi Tzarech, Salkadai Tachamene Ha'amili, Gamer V'Savir. Because Rava says, I would think that it only applies to somebody who's Gamir, which means he has all of the requisite background information. And Savir, he's also bright enough to figure things out. Well, Gamer V'Lo Savir Lo, if it's a fellow who only has the background information, but isn't that sharp at reasoning, then maybe he is not chayav, even though he has a shmua, and he knows that this thing is really usur, and the ruling is wrong. Marle Abaye, Abaye says, l'hora'ah, gomer v'saber mashma. But the minute it says, ra'ui l'hora'ah, that means he has to both have the knowledge and the ability. Marle, so Rava says, ana hachi kamina, this is what I meant. I mehahi, meaning if I only had one, havyamena hanimili gomer v'saber. Meaning it only applies to somebody who is both has the background and the reasoning. Valgomer velo savrilo. But if he's somebody who has the background information but doesn't have the requisite reasoning, then he's not chayav. Tana ra'ui lo ra'ah. That's why he said ra'ui lo ra'ah. Mi mishnah yitera filu gomer velo savr savrilo gomer. The fact that it said echad mehem o talmid and then added ra'ui lo ra'ah, that phrase is there to tell you just by the extra words that even if he's only ra'ui in one of the two facets, either with the requisite background knowledge, even though he's not that sharp, or if he has the sharpness, even though it's the background knowledge, but if he's doing it based on his own reasoning, then he's chayav. Okay, ra'ui lo ra'a, etc. Now, gon man, what's an example of somebody who's ra'ui lo ra'a but wasn't on the Beit Din? Maravim gon shim ben azav shim ben zoma, two great talmidim. Amar le Abaye ki agavna mezid. What are you talking about? If Shimon ben Azai would eat this chaylev, he'd be mezid. He knows it's wrong. And we said that if a person acts based on shogeg, so if an individual acts based on his own understanding and he's wrong, then he's chayav. He's doing it based on the Beit Din's patur. And then we say ketzaru b'tin shechelim mutar v'no dalachad mi'an shetau. Beit Din issued a ruling that a certain kind of chaylev is mutar. And then one of them realized that they'd made a mistake. And they give the example of Shimon Azai. I might think that he's patur. Meaning, you do it based on your own thing. You're chayv regular chatat. Sota achat is in the parsha of regular chatat. Beit Din patur. If you do it based on the Beit Din, you're patur. And how could you say that after all? A guy like Shimon Azai would be amazed if he ate this. He knew what it is. What was it? Shimon Azai knows that it's Aser, but he thinks maybe that because there's a mitzvah lishmo, because you have to listen to the Beit Din, maybe that trumps his own knowledge, and that's where the shogeg was. The shogeg wasn't about the chaylev. The shogeg was to what extent I'm obligated to abide by the words of the Beit Din, and that, of course, comes down to the very famous Rashi about Yaminu Smol, meaning if the Beit Din tells you something that you know is incorrect, you still have to follow them. Dinami, so Rava says, I also have the same, that's where the mistake was, and that's why he would be chayav bechatat as a shogeg, and not chayav as a mezid. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next analysis, continued analysis of the end of the Mishnah, which will take us to the next Mishnah on Daf Gimel Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day. Welcome to the world of Masechet Horayot.